This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off. Hi, welcome to another episode of Trick Talks. My name is Barbara Lally, and today I'm answering your questions. If you haven't noticed, and it's okay if you haven't because this is new this year, if there is a fifth Wednesday in the month, I am now dedicating that episode to answering your questions. These are questions that I've received in my DMs, which I think would be important to answer, or questions that I've received when I put that little question box on that Instagram story. All right, let's dive right in. Okay, I really didn't know where to start, so I said, let's start with the heavy hitters. Jada asks, how did you go through with accepting yourself with trichotillomania? The turning point for me was feeling exhausted. I felt really tired fighting against this disorder that just showed me it was still here, still here, still here. And so what really propelled me to getting into this place of self-acceptance and saying, okay, fine, I'm accepting that I have this, was years of trying to act like I didn't have it. Was years of trying to say, I hate this thing. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to tell people about it. It's the worst part of me. That was just exhausting to live through. And I think many people get to that point where it's just like, okay, fine. Like, I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of living this way. I don't want to continue living like this because nothing's changing in a positive way. Honestly, I talk about this all the time, but the more we talk badly to ourselves when we're going through a trichotillomania episode, the more we're going to want to engage in the behavior. It makes sense. Trichotillomania is self-soothing. And so when you're making yourself feel bad, you're going to want to soothe yourself. And so here's the cycle over and over again. And so what I did was I said, fine, if this thing's not going to go away, and if being mean to myself about it doesn't make it any better, well, let me try the opposite. Let me try being nice to myself and getting to know this thing and see if that helps. And spoiler alert, it does help. It makes you feel so much better and lighter. I was able to find a community. I was able to try so many new things that I never would have heard of because of those community members. Now, in terms of actionable steps for people who are maybe listening and wanting to get to that point of self-acceptance, I wrote a book about it. I wrote a book about my life with trichotillomania. And I'm not saying you should publish your own book for the world to read, but what I'm saying is you should start writing down your experiences. It was so incredibly healing for me to write these memories, these moments down, you know, typing them on the computer, writing them in a journal. I was crying my eyes out during so many of these moments because I realized that as a kid, I was pushing all this stuff down, way down, way down. Just push it down. Act like it never happened. You're good. Put on a brave face. You're just a regular kid. Push it down. Push it down. And that sucks. That felt horrible. And I didn't realize how heavy I felt, how much I was carrying until I actually started to get all of my thoughts on paper. So the first actionable step that I would suggest, start journaling. And yeah, I have a journal for that, but I'm not even plugging me. Hey, no, but I'm just kidding. But literally, grab a piece of paper, go on Google Docs, start typing, let it out. The second thing is find your community. Go on TikTok, go on Instagram, go anywhere. Find people just like you. That's incredibly healing. You would never talk to those people the way that you talk to yourself, just a fact, and so you're going to be nicer to yourself. Those are the two things I would do to take baby steps into getting to a place of self-acceptance. Write it out, meet people just like you. Rad underscore Liss asks, how did you get comfortable sharing your trick with people? Well, the truth is, at first, I really wasn't comfortable. And honestly, practice makes perfect. So I talk about this sometimes where, because I have a tattoo of the Trickster Diaries on my arm, a lot of people will ask, oh, what does your tattoo mean? And I tell them, oh, I have a disorder called trichotillomania. And it took about 100 times of me saying that for me to not turn bright red and start sweating. And I had already written the book. I was already really open about it, but continuing to say it in front of strangers was really scary. So you just have to practice. You just keep doing it. It gets so much easier. Practice with the people that you're very comfortable with, and then start telling strangers and see how it feels. It's going to be weird, but you're going to get better at it. And people are not as mean as your brain tells you they're going to be. They might not have heard it before, but they're not going to be mean and nasty. Beck.Diana asks, have you ever tried lash extensions to avoid lash pulling? I'm wanting to try them. So I actually haven't used lash extensions. I've used like fake eyelashes, like the strips that you can get at Target or any beauty store. They just put glue on your lids. The reason I haven't tried lash extensions is because I've heard from friends of mine that don't even have trichotillomania that it kind of makes your eyelid itchy. And that's so triggering for me. I just can't imagine feeling that itch. And I actually have some of those friends tell me that they pulled their eyelash extensions off and a few eyelashes came out and they're like, I totally get what you mean when you pull your eyelashes. I'm like, oh my gosh, stop, stop, stop. What I will say is my favorite brand of false eyelashes is Ardell. They're the naked eyelashes and the style number is 420. I found those to be so natural. They're just long enough, just wispy enough to totally blend in to the look that you want. I also recommend using a black glue. That's really cool. It's so easy. You just put it on like eyeliner and then stick those lashes on and call it a day. Shay asks, do you feel like the urge to pull spots of regrowth is stronger than the urge to pull in other places? If so, why do you think that is? So I absolutely feel like the urge to pull from the spots that are growing back in is so much stronger than pulling from other places because the hair grows back differently. When I first started pulling from behind my left ear, that was the second place I pulled from. The first place I pulled from was right at the very top of my forehead, but I didn't go back to that place. I went to the place behind my left ear, and that place would grow back in very coarse, very crinkly. And of course, that's exactly what I want. That's what I'm dying to pull out. So I would find myself going back there, back there, back there. It would grow in a little bit. I'd pull it back out. And I think it's really because it's the texture that I desired. It's exactly what I was looking for. So why would I go anywhere else if I could just go there? Something that really helped me was straightening that hair. So my hair is kind of naturally, it's pretty straight. It has like a little something to it. It's not curly or I wouldn't even say wavy. It just has something. So what I would do is when my regrowth would come back in, it would be curly. So I would straighten that or I'd curl the rest of my hair. That's something you might want to try is trying to even out that regrowth. If it's just spiky, maybe putting on a gel or some kind of mousse to flatten it out. But yeah, that regrowth is a struggle and I'm here with you. I see you and you're doing the best that you can. Did you know Habit Aware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today. Jay asks, what was therapy like? I mean, what did your therapist do to help? What did they tell you to do, ask you to do, exercise at home? Did they give you medication? If so, if you don't mind specifying which ones. I have seen so many different therapists and I've been in different studies for my trichotillomania, and they all kind of feel very similar, even though I know that like during one study, I pulled out what type of therapy I would receive from a baseball hat, you know, so it's random. But anywho, a lot of it was talk therapy. A lot of it was tracking and explaining why I wanted to pull, where I was pulling, how often I was pulling, how many hairs I was pulling. I was on a bunch of different medication when I was a teenager. I was on Focalin, Abilify, and some other ones that I can't remember right now. I didn't notice a positive change in my trichotillomania with any of the medications that I took. So I weaned off eventually my senior year of high school. And I have never looked back and I've never been on medication again for my trichotillomania. Therapy was nice. I like sharing my experience with people who I can trust and the professionals that I met with, those who I had multiple sessions with. Of course, I built a trust with them and I was looking forward to their guidance. I have also had therapists that didn't know what trichotillomania was. I had only seen them once. that initial consultation told me everything I needed to know. I think if you're interested in trying these things, go for it. I would say if it's, you know, based on my own opinion, and if I had to share my opinion with you, I would say medication is your absolute last resort for trichotillomania. I'm not talking comorbidities. I'm talking just trichotillomania. I would say medication is your last step, but there's different types of therapy. There's different therapists. You never know who could help. So why not try it? There's no harm in that. The medication thing, there could be some harm in that. So that's why I say last resort. And again, I'm not talking comorbidities. Lfont_asks, any advice for staying strong and still feeling lovable/beautiful even when pulling starts to get bad again? I would love, love, love to talk about this. Thank you so much for asking this question. I think this is the most important time because this is where you need to be so kind to yourself. This exact moment is when you need to be the most loving, most gracious, kindest version of yourself to yourself. It's easy to be kind to yourself when things are growing back in and you're feeling like yourself again. But when you are going through the thick of trichotillomania, that's the most important time. What I would do is honestly, this is going to sound so cringe, I bet, but I would go in front of the mirror and just stare at yourself and see what happens. So this is a real thing. It's called mirror work. And there's all these books and things you can read about it. But this first step is just stare at yourself in the mirror and notice what thoughts are coming to your mind. Are they nice? Are they mean? What are they? And you just want to start by staring at yourself, seeing what happens. When I first did this, what did my eyes do? Of course, they start to scan. Scanned my skin, they scanned my eyelashes, my eyebrows. They were noticing any little hair out of place. Then the next time I did it, I sat in front of the mirror. I had some gaps in my eyelashes and my thoughts were, oh my gosh, look at that gap. It's big. And I thought, wait a minute. Uh-oh. First we're scanning. Now we're having negative self-talk. Then I was able to kind of talk to those thoughts. You know, I'm thinking the whole time, I'm quiet while this is happening, but I'm able to correct those thoughts. No, look at all the regrowth around that spot. Look at how small that spot is compared to all of the other eyelashes and eyebrows and hair that I have. So what I would suggest, get in front of that mirror, start to love your reflection. Tell yourself in the mirror how beautiful you look, how cute you are, because it's true. And it's going to feel weird at first. You're not going to believe it. But over time, you will. Smile at yourself in the mirror because the reflection piece is so hard. Seeing ourselves and not recognizing ourselves is really devastating. And so once we're able to get back in that mirror and build a positive relationship with the mirror, you're going to feel lovable. You're going to feel beautiful. And you better, because guess what? You are both of those things. You were never unlovable and you were never ugly. So get that out of your mind. I know it's our trichotillomania saying that. Get in front of that mirror, smile, and tell yourself that you're beautiful and lovable, and your day will change. Sarah Cannon Portraits asks, what's your most necessary or expensive trick tax? Tell me if I'm wrong, but you started the trick tax, and I think it's so smart and hilarious. Basically, anytime you need to buy anything for your BFRB, especially your trichotillomania, we're calling that the trick tax. I'm totally stealing that from Sarah. I love, love that. I would say my trick tax has definitely changed over time. Right now, my most expensive trick tax, the Way leave-in conditioner. It's just like a pricier beauty product, but I absolutely love it. I feel like it makes my hair silky smooth. It makes those crinkly, coarse pieces not so crinkly and coarse. I use it every time I get out of the shower. I just spray a little bit at the ends of my hair, brush it through, and it's perfect. When I was younger, of course, when I was getting my fake nails on, that was expensive. But my mom was paying that trick tax as well as my therapy trick tax. So right now, it's just the Way leave-in conditioner. I'm not sponsored by them. That would be amazing if I were, but I'm not. I just love that product. Plumsick asks, is it hard being a public figure with trich? And honestly, it's not as hard as it might seem like it would be. Being someone who's so open and honest about their trichotillomania, maybe there would be fear of mean comments or people not understanding. And I rarely experience that. It's honestly like in my brain, When I first started sharing my experience online, I swore up and down that I would get hate comments like crazy, or people just not understanding or being ignorant or just straight up mean. And I rarely ever get those. I don't know if it's the algorithm pushing me in safe spaces or what, but it really isn't hard. And the reason why it's not hard is because I know in my heart that what I'm sharing, other people experience, and maybe they're scared to share, but seeing me do it, maybe it prompts them into doing it. So I think that what makes it easy for me to be a public figure with Trick is that I know it's driving me to do this. I know that I want people all over the world who have trichotillomania to feel seen and heard and supported. I want them to know there's resources out there. I want them to know that it gets better. I want them to know that you can have the best life. You can achieve all of your goals and still have trichotillomania. It's not a death sentence. And so I think that if I didn't have that driving me, that maybe it would be hard, but really I feel like it's easy. I feel like I just share about my life and everybody's nice. Knock on wood, you know, who I hope that doesn't change, but no, everybody's great. I feel like I've found this wonderful community. I also feel like I'm the truest version of myself because I'm able to be so open on the internet about it, about this thing that I kept secret for most of my life and was so ashamed and embarrassed of. Now that's like my thing. Like I'm a trichotillomania girly on the internet and it's really fun. So I wouldn't say it's hard. I would say if you're thinking about sharing your experience, there are going to be thoughts in your mind that say, oh, what if people think I'm weird? That's not who you're making this stuff for, right? Who cares about this? Like I said, I've gotten like rare. It's been like a few weird comments, but everyone else is so nice because guess what? They wanted that information. They were looking for someone who had the same experience that they did. Forget all the negative stuff. Get on there. Say what you got to say. Meet your community. It's going to be awesome. So I would say it's really easy. I'm just being myself.